from 0 to 6.25% overnight. That's how much more liquor buyers are going to pay for their alcohol, because starting tomorrow, the state sales tax for the first time also covers liquor. Until now, alcohol was exempt. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch reports that liquor store owners in Massachusetts are apprehensive about what the new tax and more competition from New Hampshire might do to their business.
The cashier is bagging wine bottles for a customer at Shamrock Liquor. Joe Camo is the manager of this package store in Haverhill.
Right off Interstate 495, exit 49, approximately 4 miles, 5 miles from the New Hampshire border.
That proximity is a problem, says Camo. New Hampshire has no sales tax, so he's afraid that starting tomorrow, when Massachusetts starts taxing retail alcohol, that his customers will drive those extra 4 or 5 miles to save money.
I can't afford to advertise, because what I'm advertising is the gross discrepancy in my price with the state of New Hampshire.
On the front door of the store, Camo has posted a sign expressing sarcastic thanks to our fearless leader, in quotes, Governor Deval Patrick.
Enough's enough. I mean, people are losing their jobs.
Haverhill retiree Bruce Miller nods in agreement with the sign as he pushes a cart out of the store.
For the small establishments around the borders, Methuen, Haverhill, Lawrence, it's a killer.
It's not just the liquor stores close to the border that are worried about losing sales. Joe Cam manages Gordon's Fine Wine and Liquors in Waltham.
Certainly it's not going to be as immense an effect on us as it will be on those stores near the border, but we're certainly going to have some effect.
Cam thinks some customers who are stocking up for a big party will now make a border run.
I know for people that are really money conscious, and of course it's more so these days, they just have much more incentive to go up there. I would go up there. If I was a 30-pack shopper, if I was a 1.75-liter shopper, Smirnoff or Captain Morgan, I would definitely be getting all that up there.
Not everyone thinks Mass residents are going to change their buying habits just because of 6 or so pennies on the dollar. Mary Newhall, who lives in Haverhill and could go over, says she's going to frequent the same place she does now.
I don't think it's going to change that many people if they're just going in and buying a bottle of wine or a couple of... I don't think people are going to waste their money on gas for that.
But the Massachusetts Package Stores Association says the new tax on liquor will clobber sales and cost hundreds of jobs, thus bringing in far less in tax revenue than the state anticipates.
Well, that estimate of $78 million is from the Department of Revenue, so obviously we stand by it.
Bob Bliss is the department spokesman. He says that state estimate already takes cross-border sales into account.
I suppose a little less from a year from now, we'll know how close we came.
Next year, the actual number may be cited more than you might think now, because the State Package Stores Association is considering pushing a ballot initiative to repeal the alcohol sales tax. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.